views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Well, we have a really exciting show, and I'm saying we because I have a really special guest on. Before we jump in, I want to thank all of you for your wonderful support of the little bear, Bubbleopaloo. We just sent over 150 bears out to nonprofit agencies for children at risk. My heart just opens up and swells up and sends you so much love for all your support. Thank you for tweeting and Facebooking and getting this little guy out into the social media. I'm happy to say, too, that this week we'll be up on Amazon. Bubba will be available on Amazon.com. His entered the mainstream. So, you know, great little gift for Valentine's Day for you or a loved one or that special little child in your life, for sure. So today, I want to start by giving some really important information about why today happened. As you know, I don't usually have guests on this show, like ever. And I get requests for that all the time. And I turned on the computer one day late in December, and there was this request for this lovely woman called Dr. Gloria Kay, who's a PhD in clinical and health psychology. She's an energy healer and a psychotherapist and a yoga pioneer. And I got stopped. And the voice said, "Do you have to do this?" And I went, "What? I don't have guests." "No, do you have to do this?" So I stopped and I went, you know, to her website and I started reading up. And this is what really, really caught my eye. She surmises that the cells are dispersing, reorganizing, or regenerating as a result of the energy infused in the body at key points that impact tissue, bone, and muscle. That's how she explains how her work works. Well, we know all about synchronicity, and I was in the middle, well, actually the beginning back then, of reading The Biology of Belief by Bruce Lipton, which is all about epigenetics and how we have discovered, finally, that cells are affected more by your environment than what is handed down to you, that you are not destined to be your parents. I'm just going to read a couple of lines to put that together. He's talking about receptors. And receptors are literally like the cell's sense organs, like your eyes and ears and nose, right, for the cell. Because receptors can read energy fields, the notion that only physical molecules can impact cell physiology is outmoded. Biological behavior can be controlled by invisible forces, including thought. And he goes on later in the book to literally say, cells are programmable. Now, what have we been doing with the direction of energy? And what does Dr. K do with her hands and her remote healing? She directs energy. And when all that came together, I went, now I know why I got stopped, right? So today, if you have back pain, arthritis, neck and shoulder pain of any kind, migraines, I would love for you to press 1 and come on this show so that Stephen can get you on so Dr. K can work with you today. The other piece of information that I was given was literally when we claim what we call the cocktail, which is number 1 through 5 on our first sheet, what we have been doing is directing cell reorganization and healing and cell memory, because, you know, a lot of what we're all of us are trying to get past with the fears and the false programming is the memory that the cells have carried with them. So that's a piece of really important information for me, because now I understand even more what we're doing when we claim the cocktail. And they want us to know, the channel wants us to know, we have been integrating. All cells have energy and information from all dimensions. And we have been directing the elimination of what we don't want to keep and redirecting the cells to reprogram with the positive. So I just want you to have a deep appreciation of what our work has been doing and how synchronistic the universe brings everything together. So I'm going to shut up now and bring on Dr. K. Hi, are you on there with me?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I am on board.
Well, I just... You know, we were talking a bit last night, and I just want to reiterate again, I just haven't heard this ever since I've done a talk show. I've just never heard that, no, you have to stop and do this. So I'm thrilled to have you on, Dr. K. Thank you so much for joining us. And I would like you to just explain succinctly and quickly what you do and why it works so well remotely. Can you do that for my listeners?
I will try. So my great aunt Katie was a healer. I work with an inherited gift. However, not everyone has to have an inherited gift, and I've been doing this about 50 years. So I have honed a certain protocols. And what happens for me, and I'll be doing remote healings today, I get impressions of where the issues are. And the issues are not always the main area of distress. So I feel like that is the greater gift for me. Lots of people have energy. Lots of people know how to bring energy to their hands. But intuitively, and it took me a long time to get out of the way and just follow my intuition and trust my intuition and go to these areas that are not exactly where the distress is. So when someone gives me an idea about what the distress is, I listen, and then I psychically look in the body and address those areas that are deficit. So I don't talk about blocks so much, more deficits and over energy. I think those are more workable words. So very frequently, and this is why I think I've had such success with this, because I look where the deficit is. And then I go and I treat the area that has the over energy. So the over energy then transfers to the area of deficit. And I like to look at this. Yeah, I like to look at it very mechanically. For years and years and years, my mission was to interface with the medical community and have my presentation as mechanical and technical as I could muster. That's not so important anymore. But nevertheless, I do look at the structure of the body. I use the energy to release the muscles and the tendons that are holding the body in a skewed manner. Once that occurs, then the energy is able to move more freely to the body and to the areas where it's needed. I hope that that's an explanation that
it's fabulous. And
okay.
You know how we would understand that through the vocabulary of our work is it seems to me what you're saying is that you're restoring the balance.
Yes.
Would that be correct? Yes.
That would be correct.
Okay, yes. Awesome. Because all of our work is based on bringing things back into balance. When energy is in balance, energy is in choice. So please press 1 because we're going to dive right in. If you do not have a physical issue and you're calling about something else, I will try and get to you also before the end of the call. Okay, but this, as you know, everything involves everything else. So the channels here, it's open. And if we're to connect information like we just did about balance with something else, you know anybody that comes on this call is going to serve you. You know that in this community. So we're going to dive right in here. Let me see. I have to read through whether there are issues abounding. All right, we're going to go to Jean in Utah. Hold on, didn't get her on there. Gloria, she's got a lot of back and neck pain.
Okay.
Jean, are you on?
I am. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, darling. How are you?
I am well. I am
good.
I suffer from this chronic neck and shoulder pain, and sometimes it's in the middle of my back, and it will radiate down my right arm, my left arm, and sometimes it feels in my right arm that it cause I have some numbness at times, depending upon what I'm doing.
Does that go down to your fingers?
And neck.
Oh, sorry.
Pardon?
Does that go down to your fingers?
It does.
Okay. So, Jean, what I do, I listen, and sometimes I actually draw a sketch, and in your case, that's what I'm doing. I'm drawing this sketch of the areas that need attention. And when I work like this, I use a pendulum, and I work over the areas that need attention. So you say this is chronic. How many years has it been going on?
You know, since I've had my kids and I do my job from home, it seems like my shoulders are up to my earlobes. I just am always holding. You don't take a breath or you don't take a rest. It's so for, let's see, my kids are 18 years.
Oh, my. Okay. All right. Well, I'm starting at your neck. So this is the first drawing, and I see the areas that need attention. And it's interesting. So I'm going to talk about the pendulum. Almost 40 years ago, a physician actually showed me how to use a pendulum to determine food sensitivities. So I remember practicing diligently for a year until I no longer got false negatives or false positives. So I consider myself a good dowser. But anyway, I have now developed a system where I use a pendulum to help move the energy around and in many cases remove pain. So I'm not sure. Sometimes I get a mirror image. I believe I'm on the left side of your neck now, and the pendulum is going in a counterclockwise direction, and I will wait for that to return to a clockwise direction. While it's going in a counterclockwise direction, it seems to clear the area. So this could take another, I don't know, 10 or 15 seconds, something like this. Now, does this pain keep you up at night?
Yes, it interrupts my sleep. I'll say that because I'm not relaxed enough to go into sleep, and I'll sleep a little bit, wake up. It'll be a fitful sleep, but it's not all the time.
Okay. Well, while I'm doing this, if you don't mind, I'll make So it just changed direction. So we absolutely love that. Now, if you don't mind, I will make some suggestions about your neck and how you might be more comfortable at night. I don't know if you use a pillow or what do you use when you go to sleep? Do you use a pillow?
I do. It's a memory foam pillow.
A memory foam. So what I personally like and what I recommend frequently for neck issues is to take a bath towel and roll it up and have that as your support. So even though you're using the memory foam, you might want to try this rolled towel in addition to the memory foam. And the other thing that I like, and I'm not a homeopathic practitioner or a physician, so I'm going to make a recommendation in the following way. It has been noted that the homeopathic remedy Kalihphos, that's Kalihphos, is very useful for sleep and these kinds of issues. So it's not like a sleeping pill at all. It's a homeopathic remedy, and it helps to relax the body and work on the nervous system. So you can get this online. I'm going to say it again, Kalihphos. And I'm going to recommend a very potent dose, and I'm now checking for you particularly, Jean. The potent dose seems to be okay for you. I don't know of any side effects, so this would be for the general listener, but Kalihphos 200X is fantastic for creating a sounder sleep, and it's also good for hot flashes. I use this with menopausal women who are having issues. It has nothing to do with hormones, but it has to do with the nervous system. So just a little tidbit. Now, I'm back to the drawing, and what I'd like you to do now is look straight ahead. Are you on a speakerphone, or are you holding a phone?
I'm not holding a phone. I've got earphones in.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. So look straight ahead, and then turn your head to the right and turn your head to the left, and tell me if you notice any difference in your mobility or the level of your pain.
Much. I do. In fact, when you started, I could feel it kind of moving, but I haven't been able to turn my neck, my head to the left as far as I have in, I can't remember how long.
Well.
Thank you. Thank you.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah.
Okay.
There. You know, Dr. K, they're used to a pendulum. I work with a pendulum, so they know the, you know, that it's used for discernment, you know, and
yeah.
guidance and moving energy. And they also know that anything on this show, we're not doctors. Everything
right.
that comes through is from an energetic point of view. Jean, if
you.
I might, the channel also wants to point out to you that when you said, I have chronic pain, they want you to realize that you are defining yourself.
Right.
And how,
that,
what would be a better way to
sense.
Say it? Okay, so I need to change that verbiage.
Well, unless you want to keep chronic pain, yeah, because you're
yeah.
saying every time you say that, you're directing your energy and your cells to go, yes, I am the person, Jean, with chronic pain.
Right.
So I don't know if you heard the last webinar in Dana, but I would start doing, you know, a rant. You know, I've always defined myself as this person with chronic pain. I mean, I've had a lot of pain, so I can understand why I've been doing that. But I'm ready to lose that definition now. I think I'm going to play around with, let's see, what's the next jump I could make that would make me feel better? Well, maybe I'm a person with less chronic pain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then move yourself up to I'm a person whose, you know, pain is being eliminated more and more and more. And, wow, I'm a person now who has a lot more mobility in my neck.
Mm.
And start working with yourself. They want a movie. Can you give me a movie?
A movie?
Jean, can you give me a movie?
Oh. Nothing comes to mind.
Well, you know, get out of your way. They'll give it to you.
I did do your webinar, by the way. It was fantastic. In fact, I've been trying to implement that one.
Yeah, all our webinars.
Something's got to give.
What?
Something's got to give.
Something's got to give. Okay.
Mm.
Well, yes. And Glory's going, because that's just the work she did on you. You see,
right.
So you have a jump start now, Jean.
Thank you very much.
So I'm a person who's willing to let something give, including me, which means I don't have to carry everybody on my shoulders anymore.
Right.
Hello.
And I have to tell you that the webinar helped so much because I caught myself going into a deep kind of woe is me type of thing at the refrigerator, and all of a sudden I went, drama! And it just shifted it right there, and I went, oh, that's so good.
Well, I'm very excited that you loved it. I loved it too, and I think you all are really going to love the next one because Dr. Kay is going to be with us on February 17th, and we're going to explore cellular healing and programming or reorganization and do a lot of this work when we have a lot more time. So thank you, Jean, for joining us. Thank you, and yippee that you saw that so miraculously.
Yes. Right.
Thank you.
You bet, honey. Yeah. Right. Go be mobile. All right. We're going to bring on Patty. Now, Patty, Dr. K, is challenged with cancer right now.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Patty, are you on?
I am on.
Okay.
Yes, you are, Patty. You are on. You are
yes,
on
she
it.
Is.
Okay.
Yes.
Patty, a challenge with cancer. Tell me how you perceive your challenge.
That at this point, I've learned a lot from this, and I've received so much, and I'm done with it. And it's like, okay, body, you know, let's be done with this. Let's move forward.
Yeah. Right. Where was your cancer? Or where? That was interesting. I said, where was your cancer?
Yeah,
where
I
was?
Like that.
Oh, good. I like that. It was in my pancreas, and then the pancreatic cancer cells traveled to my liver.
Uh-huh.
And that's where they are. That's where the last time I had a CT scan, that's where they were.
The liver.
Right.
Okay. When were you first diagnosed?
Christmas 2014.
Oh, okay. And how do you feel? What are your physical symptoms?
I feel good. I I just get sick from the chemo.
Oh, you're experiencing the effects of chemo?
Yes.
All right. Well, would you like me to try to help you with those issues right
Absolutely.
Now?
Yes.
All right. So tell me what your most distressful response to the chemo is and your least distressful, the most and least.
The nausea and feeling that...
That's the most... Is that correct?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
That I don't have control of my own body.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So I'm going to be working about 3 inches below, 3 inches below where you think your thyroid is. So in that area. And also there are a couple of natural things you might want to try. Sucking on caraway seeds can be very useful.
Okay.
Here's another one that I like or have liked over the years. Umeboshi plums. Are you familiar with those? They're Japanese.
No. How do you spell the first word?
May I do it phonetically? Because I really don't know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Boshi, B-O-S-H-E, Boshi. I'm a Boshi plum. Just about any health food store that's maybe not a chain would carry it. And then you suck, so they're little. They look like cherries that have been fermented, and just suck on those pits. And that's really, really useful. So those would be the two things that I would recommend. Also, I don't know if you've tried apple cider vinegar. That's kind of a standard thing for being nauseous. Are you familiar with that?
I was not familiar with that. I've just been doing sliced ginger, like you get at a sushi bar.
Yeah. Okay, try these other things. So just sipping on apple cider, so like, to say 4 ounces of water, hot water.
Okay.
Tepid water.
Okay.
And say a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar, and you can sweeten it however you would like. And just sip on that. That should,
okay.
That should control things for you. Now, how frequently do you have your chemo?
Every 2 weeks.
And is it, you have an immediate reaction to it?
I'm on 5 hours of chemo at the hospital, and then they hook me up to a pump for 2.5 days. And that's when it really kicks in, and it can go for 2 weeks and can hit me at various times. I have digestive issues, too, from it. You know, like I never know, like I can just throw up at a moment's notice. And
Right. Okay, well, I'm trying to stabilize that area. Again, you know, this is like an extraneous force that's going on. So I'll just do my best to help you counteract those effects. But those three things might be really useful for you, and I'm just trying to strengthen that area. So,
thank you.
So we'll see. And when do you get your next chemo?
My next chemo is on February 2nd, and I'm having a CAT scan on Friday the 29th.
All right. So what I would focus on, you know, getting you more comfortable, and then perhaps, you know, working on the liver. So those are the two things that I would recommend. So I'm sure we'll be in touch, and it was a pleasure to meet you like this.
Yeah,
thank you.
I want to ask for everybody out there, the things you recommended are for anybody with cancer or anyone going through chemo or anyone that's having problems with nausea and stuff. All
correct.
Of the above?
It's also good for morning sickness, you know.
Oh, awesome. Patty, give me a song, please.
Zippity-doo-dah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, back to joy, you know, energetically, the best thing to bring into balance for you is staying in joy. Now, I know that seems like an oxymoron when you're challenged by staying positive through all this, but we know that love and joy and fun create what we want, right?
Yes.
So that's something you can do along with the work that Dr. K just did with you that's ongoing, right, Dr. K?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Energetic work is always
ongoing. I have to tell you what comes to mind. You know, the first chapter of Norman Cousins' book, Anatomy of an Illness, where he watched funny movies and his fed rate changed dramatically as a result of watching funny movies.
Well, it's right back to everything that you and Bruce Lipton are teaching us and proving to us, and that we know from the direction of our own work that energy has to follow direction. So, you know, watching funny movies was his choice to say, okay, I'm going to lighten up and allow myself to feel happy, and they responded.
Right.
Patty, so
exactly.
Anything you can do to support yourself there, baby, that's what you and all of you out there, no matter what you're trying to create. Okay, thank you, darling, for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, we are going to Jeannie in New York, who says she has arthritis everywhere.
Oh.
Hi, sweetheart, you're on.
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart.
Pleasure
Hi
to meet you. Good morning, Dee, my darling, and everyone.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. I do want to mention I will get started, but I'll mention at the same time. People always ask me, you know, can I teach this? And I did teach first-year medical students at UCLA, 5 years ago, something like that. So
anyone who is interested at, you don't necessarily have to be gifted, but very frequently, if you have a strong interest, there's a bit of a gift there. I will be starting a six-month comprehensive training program in Santa Barbara. It meets once a month for 6 months, and I'm absolutely passionate about sharing this knowledge that I have gleaned over the years. So if you have any interest, please check my website or call me directly. I'm happy to tell you more about this training. It's a transformative process for the individual, and it's a very small group.
And
no,
what is your website?
DrGloriaK.com.
Yes,
DrGloriaK.com. Dr. K, I just had a flash of the insight here. Have you thought about putting this up on camera, and
yes,
so that
yes,
people everywhere can do the training?
Yes, I certainly have. So I've actually, the woman who was our liaison, Patty, is going to try very hard to do this first filming. She lives in Sedona. If she can't make this one, she'll do the second one. So,
well, I would like to try and help you with that, too. As you know, I'm an actress, so I've got some contacts. So
oh,
we'll
beautiful.
Talk about that after
yeah,
the show.
No,
but let's move on with Jeannie.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're riddled with arthritis.
My right knee happened when I was in camp. I guess I was about 11 or 12 years old. By the time I'm 75 now and proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time in the 90s, then it needed arthroscopic. Then, of course, because of all the problems on the right knee, then the left knee went. But also I was a horseback rider. And I went over a 6-foot jump, my cap went off, the horse tripped, and I fell. I've had 5 concussions. The x-rays on the neck, last time I had them at Lenox Hill Hospital, the techs all came out. It was a Saturday, so it was quiet. And they said, Jeannie, how do you keep your head on your neck? And,
okay,
of course,
so
we have radicular arthritis
mm-hmm.
down the left, and
okay,
you know, the whole smear.
Yeah, let me start with your knee. Do you have pain in your knee as we speak?
When I sleep these days, yes, and that's due to a much more recent situation where I tore the ankle ligaments.
And so is this on your left side?
That's on my right.
On your right. Okay. So what we're going to do while we're on the air, we're going to look at the right side and just see if I can get you a little more comfortable. I do want to mention the nightshade vegetables. Did anybody talk to you about nightshade vegetables?
I don't eat them.
Okay, good. 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 Yeah. Okay. So I'm just working here. And we'll give it a shot. So getting back to your riding, do you consider yourself a horsewoman?
Oh, I was. I was. No longer.
And so you were jumping or dressage?
I did some dressage and did some jumping, but this was a long time ago. I was very late in getting into this. I was 15. I stopped by the time I was 17.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, it's like once an athlete, you're always an athlete. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. But one of the reasons I enjoy working with athletes so much, there's some imprint, you know, in even though you're riddled with arthritis, there's something in your stance, you know, that says, I can see it now, you know, that says, yes, you were a horsewoman or you are a horsewoman. You know, you're standing differently than if you hadn't had that experience.
Right.
Well, with athletes, for instance. Am I correct about that? You can see it in yourself?
Yes, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah, but
then,
when I look at you, Jeannie,
yeah,
when I look at you, you hold yourself like an athlete. I'm a dancer, you know.
Right. And My goodness, thank you for the compliment.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
True. So, you know, as you recover, and I love that word recovery, I was going to mention that with your two other callers. I love the concept of recovery. So as you do the journey of recovery, please remember that you are still an athlete. It doesn't go away. I've treated so many basketball players and so many other kinds of athletes. It just doesn't go away. In my book, we haven't really mentioned that, but it's a new book. It's called Healer's Hands, Healer's Heart. There's a section in which I just deal talking about with athletes. And I have a picture of my tango teacher. Her name is Yulia Maluta. She's amazing. She had rheumatoid arthritis that was identified. You know, you can identify that with a blood test. After I worked on her, she was retested. Absolutely no evidence of rheumatoid arthritis.
Wow. Right. Yeah, so, you guys, you really have to read some of these testimonials on Dr. K's site. They will blow you away with some very big, prominent people. So now you get to work with a very famous actress here, Dr. K. So anyway, on to Jeannie.
Yeah, so I'm still working on that right side. You know, I think you can move your foot a little more easily now. Why don't you tell me if that's the case?
I feel a pull for the first time in a long time on the inner thigh.
Wow. Okay.
Which is very good because that pulls up everything and releases at the same time.
Okay. So, again, you tell me about your mobility on that right side.
Let's see. Well, it's not a problem, and my ankle, which was a little sore after the blizzard we've had here over the weekend, said, okay, I don't know how we're going to work today, but we'll manage it.
Just tell us if you're feeling,
some
improvement.
Yes, I am feeling some improvement. There is still stress down by the ankle ligaments, but that too will pass as I move more and more today.
That is true. That is true. So the energy continues to work, even though I'm not directly engaged in working with you.
It's you will be.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Especially after you read the testimonials on her site, will blow you away. Can you give me a song, Jeannie, while this energy is still working?
I'm still doing zippity-doo-dah.
Okay, well... I'm still going back to, you know, there's a theme, and we always have one on this show. Guys, if you want to heal yourselves, you have to choose at whatever steps are comfortable for you to take yourself back into joy and love, especially around your body. You know, most of us are going, I wish my body would heal. I wish it wouldn't feel so bad. While we're going, I don't like you, buddy. I don't like you this way. Right? And so the cells are going, well, heck, you want me to feel better, but you don't like me. What's up with that? Right?
Right.
And another song just came through for everyone. I feel a song. How does it go?
I feel a song in my heart.
I let a song go from my heart, which is letting the secret go.
Yeah.
It's
a
release.
Yep. I get a big yes on that. Thank you, Jeannie.
I'm glad you both
discovered some healing there.
Thank you. Thank you. Be in touch.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd like to mention that if any of your listeners would like, you know, a full hour-long healing, I'm certainly available for that. So it's up to you to contact me, and absolutely feel free to call me about any issues you might have. But if you'd like to actually do a full-on healing in which I can look at the entire body, I schedule times for that. So it's not just little snippets of things.
Yes, and she's very affordable because you think I'm affordable, and she's very affordable. And she even has a three-session deal, right?
Right.
That she offers. So what phone number? You keep saying call you. Is the phone number on your website?
Well, let me give you, this is, I believe, on my website also. As I said yesterday or last night, everything's going to be revised within the next 2 weeks. But here it is, and I'll repeat it twice. This is my direct healing line. It's 805-701-0363. And feel free to call me. I answer all calls.
Wonderful. Okay, we're going to move on to Phyllis in New Mexico. She has back pain.
Okay. Are you there, Phyllis?
Hello, Phyllis. Oh, whoops. The switchboard is being funky today. Phyllis, are you there?
Oh, yeah. Yes, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Yep. I would appreciate it if you could make this as concise as you can.
Okay.
Phyllis,
I'm back, Phyllis.
Where is your pain in your back?
It's like a lower back.
All right, let's begin again. Do we have 2 minutes, Dee?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we're fine. Right. I'm just trying to move along.
Right, okay. So, Phyllis, how long have you had this pain?
Oh, you know what? It just started yesterday.
Well, what happened?
I don't know. I was out shooting a video the night before. I was doing handheld. Maybe it was that.
I see. How are you feeling this moment?
I'm feeling a little better. I was concerned last night that it was a sort of thing where the back was about to go out, so to speak.
Has this happened before?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Like once a month?
No.
How frequently?
Oh, it's hard to say. It started probably like in 2008. 2007 probably was the first time it ever happened, but it's like it's gotten less over the past couple of years.
I see. And it's your the small of your back or your lower back?
The small.
Mm-hmm. So it's very, what do I want to say? It's very localized. Is that true?
Yes.
Can you tell me anything more about it?
No, not really.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there we go. I can see it kicking in now. That was a little resistant at first. Have you done healing before?
Yes.
And tell me about them. Did you enjoy it? Were they successful?
Yes, I think so. I recently went to a chiropractor for my hip was bothering me, and that still bothers me a little bit, but
And you're thinking that this is from carrying a video camera or video equipment?
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand you.
Again, the origin of this injury, this acute injury, was related to carrying equipment?
Not that I know of. I thought it was from maybe falling in the past and then maybe getting a massage where the piriformis muscle was altered too severely.
All right. This one's a little difficult for me. I don't know if it's our connection. I'm sorry, where are you?
Hold on a minute. Let me interject something here that I think might help open this up. Phyllis, give me a movie.
A movie?
Yeah.
It's always the same one, Working Girl.
Okay. So I believe that the energetic is this, and knowing you, this makes sense, this burden that you carry, and the words that I'm being given is in the small of your back.
Mm-hmm.
When you bend over, what they're showing me is an older Chinese lady back in the olden days carrying big bundles of wood and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So see if that helps open anything up, Dr. K.
Yes, it certainly has.
Good.
And Phyllis, where are you physically located?
In New Mexico.
New Mexico. Okay. Yeah, no, that was a good call, Dee.
Good. I knew that our two modalities were going to come together. I just was open to figuring out how it was going to happen today.
There you go. Oh, okay. All right.
Because, you know, we can be burdened down in our back by physical things and also energetic things, Phyllis. You understand that. So if you're carrying the workload, whatever that represents on your back, you're going to, it's going to show up as a discomfort in your back till you get metaphorically what that means.
Right. Are you saying it's also like a past life?
Well, you can say that pretty much about everything. Truly. You know, I get a yes on that, yeah. But the thing is, this is what Dr. K does, from my understanding. She literally works at reorganizing the cells and the information in the cells so that whether it's a past life thing or not, it gets reorganized.
Yes, correct. Correct. And really, I just use, you know, I'm the conduit. I'm the conduit for this energy. It's the body and the individual that really does the reorganization. I just give it the jump start. Okay, Phyllis, I think it's a little better. You tell me, please.
Yeah, I do. I feel better.
You still have the pain?
Is your pain better, Phyllis? Truthfully, is your pain better?
No, yes, it is, and I kind of knew it would the minute I started the show. So,
well, good. So, I mean, that's what we're seeing here is some pretty instantaneous relief, at least in some, you know, partial way. So you can imagine what working with her on a, you know, a whole session could offer you out there, if those of you that are really going through quote unquote chronic discomfort. Thanks a lot, Phyllis. Keep
great.
Us posted.
Thank you. Yes,
and,
thank you.
I'd like to go to Chris in Tennessee because he deals with migraines, and I have a lot of people that deal with migraines.
Okay.
You're on, Chris.
Hey, Dee. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. We do need to move this along, Chris.
Yeah,
so can you describe your migraine?
I'll get right to it. Basically,
so
what happens is I experience migraines. It's like maybe once every 2 weeks or maybe once every 3 weeks. And, like, basically I'll wake up, like, early in the morning. And, like, it's almost like a dehydration headache, but it like lasts like all day, and it doesn't like go away until the evening. But I really,
so,
I honestly think it's an energetic cause.
Your headaches last one day. Are you sensitive to light?
So you're saying,
Chris, are you sensitive to light?
No, I'm not sensitive to light.
Well, I get a yes when she says that.
Yeah, are you
during the headache or all the time?
Have you been diagnosed with migraines?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So you'll have a headache that will last for a day. You get nauseous? You get nauseous?
Kind of nauseous, but I've never, like, thrown up or anything. You know,
okay.
At point.
And you're not sensitive to light. Do you have to take a day off from work?
Well, sometimes I do. I mean, usually it's not so severe that I stop working, but, like, I'll maybe just, like, reorganize my schedule or do something that's not so intense.
Okay.
You know, I'm definitely, like, moving slower throughout the day. But
You know, I would just like to interject here that I think the light is metaphor, not like daylight, but the light that he received to moving into the light.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I'll shut up.
No.
Thank you.
You're very helpful to me. This is my take. Again, I'm not a physician, but I've dealt with lots of migraines. It doesn't sound migraine. It sounds like a nasty headache. Migraines can put you down for a couple of days. But I do want to mention an herb that can be very useful, and I'm dowsing for this for you now, Chris. I'm sorry, was it Chris?
Yes, Chris.
Feverfew, you can get almost in any health food store.
What's it called?
Fever, F-E-V-E-R, F-E-W.
Feverfew, okay.
Mm-hmm. And normally you need to double the dose. So for what I'm getting, again, I'm just commenting on the pendulum. It looks like 1-4 times a day. So if you have a headache, you can try taking that. Also, with true migraines, I make adjustments in the skull so that the facets in the skull are more balanced. And also, I look at food sensitivities. So I can tell you about 5 or 6 foods that are usually problematic, and as I'm telling you that, I'll actually be dowsing for them. Generally, too, to your listeners. Oops, excuse me, just a moment.
Yeah, because listen up, everybody, because this is all for everybody here.
All right. Wheat can be a real problem. All right. And that's certainly for you, Chris.
Wheat has been a problem for me for a while, like the last few years, and so I've like totally avoided it. Like I've completely cut wheat out of my diet.
Well, good. That's a good affirmation. We got the right information there.
Yeah. And how about dairy?
Well, I do like yogurt and cheese, but I've cut back on that too.
Okay. So that, this might sound a little off the wall, but oranges?
Oranges, I don't do too many oranges.
Okay, and tomatoes, and any variation of tomatoes, like tomato sauce, tomato juice?
Boy, I get a big yes on that, Chris.
Yeah,
tomatoes, I usually don't do those unless they're in season, like in the summer.
Or tomato paste? Pasta?
Yeah, I don't do a lot of pasta or tomato paste or any of that, really.
So what I'm hearing, Chris, is you're very conscious of your diet, but if you really want to make strides with your headaches, a little bit needs to be eliminated. I'm so sorry. But, you know, give it 10 days in which you're very strict and see if that makes a difference in the frequency of your headaches or the duration or the intensity. And I also want to mention, I'll get back to the foods in a moment, but those three items are so important to consider when you're in recovery. So I'm going to say it again. Frequency, how frequent your symptoms appear. Duration, the length of time that you have a headache. And intensity. So those three things, it applies to depression, anxiety, backaches, whatever it is that you're wishing to recover from. Please keep those three items in mind, because it's wonderful. Sometimes you don't know you're making progress, but then you think about duration, frequency, and intensity, and it'll give you feedback, yes, I am moving along. So I'm sorry, that was an aside, but I had to mention it.
Well, it's very important, because it's important for us to acknowledge any kind of improvement so that we have affirmation and can get excited and keep focused
on what we're doing. And so all of those things that you mentioned help us acknowledge, you know, healing, and that's important.
Very important.
All right, Chris, are you finished? Sorry, Dr. K.
Two quick things. In your case, Chris, and in many people suffer and they don't even know it, onions and garlic can be very, very challenging foods. They're actually herbs and they're cleansers. So, again, just for 10 days, eliminate the things that I've mentioned totally and see if it has an effect on your headaches. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you.
Well, I think everybody can see how we could go for 2 hours in depth for this upcoming webinar. I hope you'll join us. We're really going to break down, you know, the cellular healing and reorganization. The channel already has a lot of information to give us about that, and we will have more time to work with people. I'm sorry if you called in about something else or if you had a healing thing that we did not get to, but know, and you do know, anybody that's been with me for any time know that you've been served by the people that were served. Again, it's Dr. Gloria K, drgloriak.com. Her phone number is 805-701-0363. Go on to her site. Think about this training. I sure as heck am going to. And until we meet again, my beautiful people, love yourselves. Love yourselves and love yourselves more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.